Good morning. It is 844. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomnick. Yes, thanks for being with us here this morning. Tuesday. If it was Thursday, we'd be getting ready to eat turkey.
It's still Thanksgiving Eve Eve.
Right. It's, yeah, the 2 day. Yeah. Eve Eve. Yes.
Eve Eve morning.
Yes, the Eve Eve morning. That's what it is. All right. Well, we have talked in the past over the last couple of years about the CEO program and the really cool things they're doing. Local high school students here in Knox County. And all of them going on to do some really cool projects eventually. And there's a brand new class for 2021. And a couple of them joining us this morning, along with the facilitator of the program, Scott Kramer. Scott, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Tom.
I did the same thing I did to Tom Simpkins. Don't feel bad, Scott. Now.
There we go.
The right mic turned
on. Good morning, Tom. Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for being in with us here this morning. Also, a couple of students. First off, Mackenzie Musser. Mackenzie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. And Casey Folger. Casey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Casey, all right. Where do you go to school?
Galesburg High School.
Go to GHS. And you're a senior.
Yep.
What are your plans for the future?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking about Sandberg, but possibly after that. I'm not really sure what I want to major in or anything, but I want to play sports in college. So.
Oh, okay. What sports do you play?
I play softball and I bowl.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right, Mackenzie, where do you go to school?
I go to Galesburg High School as well.
And you're a senior as well?
I'm a junior.
You're a
actually,
junior. Okay. Yes. Okay. And plans for the future? Go back to high school again next year, I guess?
Yep. Of course, going to high school next year. I'm planning on going to Sandberg for 2 years, but I'm not really sure after that. Hopefully, a transfer to a 4-year school to further my education. Hopefully in business or interior designing.
Oh, really cool. All right. Well, Mackenzie, what got you interested in the CEO program?
The CEO program. I've always had an interest in business, especially like I've known a lot of people who have started like their own business, and I've just been interested ever since. I want to be an entrepreneur when I grow up.
I'd say, so you have that entrepreneurial spirit, and that's a lot of what this is about.
Yes.
How about you, Casey? What got you interested in the CEO program?
We did a presentation at my school about it, and I honestly have no idea what I want to do when I'm older, and I always thought that business was possibly a path that I would want to go down, so I decided to be in the program just to see what this was all about.
And you can't beat working for yourself, right?
Yes.
We still don't know either, so.
That is true. We're still trying to figure it out. 58, still don't know what I want to do, so don't feel bad. Scott, talk a little bit more about the CEO program. I know we've had Kenan, who used to facilitate it, and now you're the facilitator. Talk about how the students are qualified to become part of the program.
Yeah, so this started in 2017. It's an incredible program. The more I learned about it, I thought, man, if there's any way I can be involved, I want to be. So right now we have 10 students, and there is an application process and a selection process, and these students get to actually take a class where they work on a class business, and then eventually they actually start their own business. It's an incredible opportunity. We're networking them with many of the area business professionals and leaders. And so if there are some people listening right now that maybe have a student, or maybe there's a student listening that would like to be a part of the program, you can actually go to knoxcountyilceo.com. And at the top banner there, there's student recruitment. If you click on that, there's a whole process that you can do. I encourage, these are all-star students. It is a tough selection process. But it is such an incredible opportunity. I would encourage anybody that's interested in business or kind of has that entrepreneurial spirit, or they feel, you know, entrepreneurs think different, right? I mean, they kind of look at the world and the problems, and they see opportunities. And so if you have a young person that might be a junior or senior this coming year that thinks that way, I encourage you to get them signed up.
And also, you mentioned in the website, if you don't type in IL or Illinois, as I found out, you're going to get on there. I'm looking at some of the business sponsors. Like, wait a minute, aren't around here. And it was in Knox County, Indiana.
Yeah, that's right.
Same logo and everything for the CEO program. So, So make sure you type Illinois in there. You need that. Scott Kramer, the facilitator for the CEO program. Students Mackenzie Musser and Casey Folger joining us here this morning. And Scott, in the 3 years of this program, we've seen some really neat things and some kids come up with some absolutely fantastic ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of you might be familiar with, you know, there's been a chicken business and we have a student an alumni that paints shoes. And so some really amazing things. And obviously with COVID, I mean, this year has proved a little bit challenging for these students. I'd love for them to share about, kind of the process heading into their class business. So this is kind of a limited time. They work together before they go off on their own. And obviously with COVID, they were looking at contactless events. I don't want to share too much. I really want them to kind of share the idea, how they came up with it.
Well, and I know in the past with we've had the Christmas holiday. What's the event that's not going to happen this year?
Express,
the Galesburg Express,
and you
guys have been involved in that. All right, so let's from you, Mackenzie, first, because things have changed a little bit. Galesburg Express is going to be a little bit different. Everything. So you guys had to sit down and still come up with something. How did that process work with so many of you?
Well, we had so many different ideas. Like, we were just brainstorming, and we had come up with a SWOT analysis to, like, what would work best with COVID. And we did have, like, a really good drive-in idea. We're going to do, like, a Halloween movie, a Christmas movie, and have people come in, like, have fun snacks. But we thought it would not be best with COVID. So we decided to do kind of an at-home game night, like the jackpot box is what we're calling it. And you kind of really do hit the jackpot with this. Like, you get a fun night full of games. You get to make cookies. You get popcorn. Play fun games. It's really fun. Casey, do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, and I want to ask you, Casey, what the process of you guys figuring it out. You're all sitting in a room together. How long a process was it? Or was it more than one meeting, or did you figure it in one meeting? We're gonna figure out what we need to do.
Oh no, this took a long time. A lot of brainstorming.
Yeah,
we went through several ideas, and we had to come up with the best way to make it contactless. I mean, there's new restrictions every day, and we've had to work with them and make the best product that we could, and that was a contactless at-home type event.
Yeah, I'm guessing, like Mackenzie said, you guys probably heard a lot of really great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. I'm looking at your website right now, the jackpot, the family game night. So people can actually go on your website and order now, is that correct?
Yeah, it's for pre-order right now, and then it will go for sale on Cyber Monday.
Oh, okay. Very good. And it's got a picture of everything on here. You can take a look at it. Yeah, this is really, really nice package you've got put together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like you said, great. You wanted some way contactless, yet families to be together, and mm-hmm. gives them something to do.
Yeah, especially around this time where it's like in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and like it's for shipping too, so anyone can get it, especially with all the quarantine and everything that's going on.
So is there a particular game that comes along with it, or are these just the kind of the things that go along with the game?
It comes with a deck of cards, and then like a little like sheet that has like a six different games on it, and we included spoons in it because that was one of the main games that we wanted. We love the game Spoons. It's our favorite.
So if you like to take money from your family, gamble with them. There you go.
Yeah, we also have chocolate coins in there to gamble with. So.
Oh, perfect. See, there you go. Mackenzie Musser, Casey Folger, Scott Kramer, the Knox County CEO program, joining us here this morning. All right, well, let's talk about heading into next semester. Again, you guys will be having individual projects and ideas. Let me ask you, Casey, first, do you know what it is you're going to do, or are you still contemplating different ideas?
I have a couple different ideas, but I think mainly what I'm going to focus on is producing cosmetics and making them in a healthy, safe way, and making them be my own product.
If you need somebody to test on, he's not animal, but Tyler is willing to be tested.
I don't scream loud.
Not too loud anyway. That's a really great idea. How about you, Mackenzie? Any ideas?
Interior designing, definitely. Okay. I love designing people's rooms, houses, front porches, any types of areas. Actually, for Christmas, I'm doing my sister's room as one of my startups. So hopefully get a page put out, a website put out, hopefully to travel in that direction.
Are you going to charge her?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Why would you? Yes, you're an entrepreneur. You should.
Yeah.
It's got to be so enjoyable to sit and listen to these students and listen to their ideas. And, you know, because we get to a point and, you know, individually trying to think of, okay, we need something creative for the show. It's like, I'm done. I got nothing else. But singing as a group, it's great to come up with stuff. But then even younger, newer voices come along and listening to the great ideas they have, that's got to be a joy.
Absolutely. It's an inspiration, really. I was just telling them as we were standing outside the station this morning, this is my favorite part of the day. I mean, you know, I'm a realtor, and that's my primary method for providing for my family. But to get to spend an hour and a half with these young entrepreneurs every day, it is inspiring. And I tell you, I mean, you look around the world today, and you can kind of lose hope in maybe future generations. But if you could spend just a few minutes with some of these young entrepreneurs, you'd realize our future's in good shape.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Scott Kramer, the facilitator of the Knox County CEO program, students Mackenzie Musser and Casey Folger joining us here this morning. Okay, so is there any one person that you think, boy, they have a really good idea or come up with really great ideas, or just you kind of feel that kind of everybody in the group's like, boy, we've all got really good ideas, and it's just hard to figure out what we're going to do as a group?
Yeah, definitely. There's this one like funny thing that always happens. Ryan Nash, he always comes up with the greatest ideas, but he always gives them in like last minute. It's always like right off the bat, and then we always end up going with it. Like that's the thing. Like
he just saves it.
Yeah, everyone always has the best ideas. So like we all really generally work together, kind of as a family. Like, yeah. It's great.
Like leaving them on a high note, right?
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Yeah, that's it. I'm out. All right. All right. Well, Casey, so as far as like working, what's kind of the timeline when you start working on your project and have to kind of have it complete?
I'm not really sure, honestly. We haven't really got that far for our individual businesses.
Okay.
But for class business, we want to have this done by before Christmas so we can get all of our orders out there. Because we want to have everyone have their family night for their holidays ready.
Absolutely. Again, you can go to the website of Knox County CEO and make sure you put Illinois in there so you don't get to Indiana. You don't want to be buying what they're doing. Not that there's anything wrong with what they're doing, but we want to support our young people locally.
There's actually a different website. You might want to tell them how to get a hold of the, if they want to order the box.
If you're looking to order a jackpot box, go to jackpot-box.com and you can order our box, and we are pre-ordering right now, but we will be live on Cyber Monday ready to order.
You know what I'm actually looking at? All I have to do is look at the top. There it is, jackpot-box.com. There you go. It's right there. So it looks like a really, really fun thing. How about for you, Mackenzie, what will your schedule be like, you know, around school and trying to put your idea, bring it to fruition?
Well, definitely with online school, I feel like it makes it more flexible. But I do miss the interaction in school. That's why I really like to see I get to have that interaction in person on most days that we do meet in person. But I'm not really sure. We're just kind of like going with the flow right now, especially with COVID, because we don't really know what could happen next. There's new stuff going on every day.
Yeah. And by the way, I just want to mention that you do meet in person, but you're being safe. You're all wearing your masks as you have been in here today, going through everything here. So anything, I know, Mackenzie, you've been here in the station before. Casey, your first time here?
No, I've been here.
So it was nothing new for you guys to come and have the tour and everything and get an idea of what goes on here. Well, Scott, let me ask you, if there's businesses that would like to help out or like to be a sponsor, how would they go about that?
Yeah, I'd encourage you to go to that webpage again, Knox County ILCEO.com, and we have some incredible investors. This program doesn't happen without local businesses investing in the program, and there's different levels that you can invest. And I would just tell you this, as a local business owner, to another local business owner, that this really is an incredible investment in keeping future, kind of our cream of the crop, our future young entrepreneurs in Knox County. And that's what we all want, really. We love this community. We love this county. And, you know, it's great soil and great people. And so that's what this program is doing. And so I would encourage any business that's interested in that can reach out through the website, or they can call me personally and I'll put them in contact with the board of directors and
It's young people like this that kind of made this community what it was.
Exactly.
That had those ideas coming through. All right. Well, Scott, thank you so much for your time and what you're doing with this group.
Thank you.
Mackenzie, thank you so much. And best of luck with your project.
Thank you.
As well as you, Casey, thanks for your time and good luck with the project.
Thank you.